being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people. And in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country, rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth. This may explain why we as a country are in so much trouble today. It's not because of these talking heads, you know, the best that the Christian conservatives have to offer, so much as it is the American people that have forsaken the Word of God and the United States Constitution. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." These conservative talking heads, you know, yesterday's liberals, do not make reference to biblical and constitutional laws exposing the criminals in politics to bring about the much needed resolve through justice. As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives, spin doctors, that are the very ones fueling the narratives that secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they make claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, yesterday I had brought this up. It was a picture of Alex Jones. I'm not going after Alex like I wouldn't say it to him. I would love to have him on the show and just confront him with the questions that I've been asked over the last 15 years of being on Genesis Communication Networks alone. As you all the well know, the CEO from Genesis Communication Networks actually started out Alex Jones because nobody else would take him during the beginning of his broadcast back in the late 1990s. Well, in the process, folks, people continuously ask me the question, is he a shill? Is he a shill? Is he a shill? Is he a shill? And to me, I don't really personally care if he's a shill or not, but I can tell you this, you can always know what a shill is. You can always know what controlled opposition is by what? By the fact that they never give you the resolve. They never make reference to the law that condemns the crime. Well, I've not seen Alex do that. I've seen him protest. Praise God for someone protesting. Praise God for bringing the issues to the light. But the fact of the matter is, I still have never seen Alex Jones or any other of the conservatives of today, yesterday's liberals that have been put up by the mainstream media, I continuously ask myself the question, where's the reference to the law that condemns the crime? It's never there. That's controlled opposition. That's why they're making millions of dollars off their golden calves that they serve, the sponsors. And that's, in fact, who they are serving, friends. That's why they're making millions of dollars. Well, Alex Jones just happens to be one of those guys. I brought up the question yesterday, Truth Seeker put out there, why does Alex Jones like to hang out with a man pretending to be a woman? And I just thought, well, it's a little weird. But again, he's telling on himself, okay? And the fact of the matter is, I don't want to just beat up on the guy without having the guy here. So in saying that, I'm friends with David Knight. And David Knight used to work with him. And I called him yesterday and I said, listen, there's a lot of information coming out right now. People are continuously asking me if he's a shill, so on and so forth. And I basically just told him, I said, you worked for him. Would you be willing to jump up on the show and share with everybody as to what it is that you're finding? Not only that, David, that is, not only is he just hanging out with men dressed as women, David said to me, oh, he's been doing that for a long time. Okay. And also remember, I had said to him, I said, now it's coming out that he was the one that was actually responsible for starting QAnon nonsense, because we know that there's interconnections with Alex Jones and the CIA. So I just stopped it right there. David said this morning, I'll jump on with you. He's going to jump on in just a couple of minutes. And again, I want you to put this up against the QAnon scheme that was played out in the 1920s, and in Russia, and I got a couple thoughts going on here. I want to play this for you first, just showing you the CIA, and you can hear this for yourself. This is Alex Jones. Listen carefully to what he says. He's talking about Joe Rogan here. Listen carefully.
No, Joe, I'm with the CIA. We're not saying you're with the CIA. And I wasn't with the CIA 25 years ago when I started out. I was with good elements of the CIA when Donald Trump got elected and tried to take the country back from the globalists, because we're under globalist control. The communist Chinese, the EU, Hollywood, the big banks, they say they run this country and they broke its back. So forget the CIA. It's bigger than Coca-Cola. Talking about the CIA like it's mysterious or cool is like talking about the post office. The CIA gets its talking points from me, Joe, and other patriots, not the other way around.
Now he's trying to justify the CIA, it seems, but he just got done telling us that he's a part of the CIA, okay? That's why David wanted me to play that for you before we teed him up. He'll be with us in just a couple of minutes here. But I want to make this point because Information Liberation highlighted QAnon, which bears striking resemblance to the Bolsheviks and their PSYOP from the 1920s known as Operation Trust. Listen carefully. I only have 4 minutes. Operation Trust was a Bolshevik counterintelligence operation run from 1921 to 1926 aimed at neutralizing opposition. In other words, listen, the president, Donald Trump, and the military behind closed doors, they have this. We want to assure you that they have this. Just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait. People today, they see memes of skeletons saying they're still waiting for QAnon to actually come through. Well, it doesn't exist. What it is the same thing that took place back in the 1920s, 1921 to 1926, aimed at what? Neutralizing opposition. In other words, just sit down, we'll take care of it. You all know what I'm talking about, right? Just sit down, we'll take care of the problem. Well, the conclusion is QAnonsense is responsible for more than nothing than leading the sheeple to unfulfilled predictions, and that for years. Read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment. QAnon is nothing more than an operation of deceivers to lead the people into chasing shadows, and of course, that is exactly their end aim, to bring the people that are following them to nothing. Is that what's happening? Has that been the fruit of QAnonsense? Exactly, right? It's the same thing that took place under Russia, friends. And who are those that are going to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself? Well, you got the likes of Alex Jones and others telling you that Donald Trump's going to do it. But yet, friends, he had 4 years to do it and he did nothing. Now he's looking for an opportunity to destroy America, even taking it to further degrees in the depths of destruction than he took it over the last 4 years. But again, I'm just showing you history. And if you don't want to learn from history, friends, it's going to happen again. And history is now repeating itself because people don't want to learn from history. Again, leading the people to empty promises is QAnonsense. And I'm adding nonsense because that's exactly what it is. Do you have any discernment, people? I mean, people are just led about by the nose by the next scheming that comes through ill-designing men. And you're playing the dupes of these ill-designing men. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. But again, I wanted to bring up the issue with Alex Jones. And again, I would love nothing more than to have him jump on the show. But we know he's a part of the CIA. We know that he's hanging out with a bunch of trannies. We know, friends, that he's an advocate of the current administration. By the way, the CEO of a company who is friends with Alex Jones told me that Alex has not even reached out to him one time since he's had a conversation with Donald Trump. You might ask yourself why that is. When I posted this, speaking of which, right here, I just asked the question, is he extorted and or compromised? You should have seen the responses, my friends. Oh, my goodness. We're going to come right back with David Knight on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brightionradio.com.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
I don't know if you hear me.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to go ahead and play this one more time so you can hear it for yourself. And then we're going to pull up David Knight really quick. This is Alex
no,
Jones
Joe,
talking about
I'm with
Joe
the
Rogan.
CIA. We're not saying you're with the CIA. And I wasn't with the CIA 25 years ago when I started out. I was with good elements of the CIA when Donald Trump got elected and tried to take the country back from the globalists, because we're under globalist control. The communist Chinese, the EU, Hollywood, the big banks, they say they run this country and they broke its back. So forget the CIA. It's bigger than Coca-Cola. Come at the CIA like it's mysterious or cool. It's like talking about the post office. The CIA gets its talking points from me, Joe.
And from me. Wow. That's pretty bold, isn't it? Hey, what I did, friends, again, I just want to tee it up for those that are joining us now, is I got on the phone with David Knight after some people brought up some, they brought up a picture of Alex Jones hanging out with a man dressed as a woman. And I thought, okay, this dude's just getting weird, and he's taking the mask off. He's showing the world who he really is. And I'm noticing other things, and I remember seeing a video with Alex Jones sitting there with two guys asking the question, why everybody else is dead except you, and he wouldn't answer the question. And it's one of those things that I've been hearing since I've been on Genesis Communication Networks. I personally, that's him, right? If they're not going to bring about the resolve and making reference to the laws found, the enumerated laws found within the Constitution and condemning the crime, Isaiah 26, verse 9, they're controlled opposition, okay? They're doing it because they're there serving their golden calf, not the people. Because justice guards our liberties. Just look at the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. And so what I did is I got on the phone this morning and I just called up David Knight, who's a friend of mine. And I find David to be an upright man, a righteous man. And I thought, well, there's nobody better to have on than David Knight. I said, I would love to have, and I'm sharing with you what I shared with my listeners and viewers just a couple minutes ago during the first segment. I would love nothing more than to have Alex on. I'd love to have a conversation about the things that I've seen with him. But again, I'm not I'm not necessarily his overseer, though I am my brother's keeper, and I would hold him in just that position as my brother that says one thing, but this is what he's doing. I'd have no problem doing that. But again, I'm not a gossip. We don't carry tales over here on this show, nor fables. We're not a bunch of, I heard from this person that they said about this person and then go and carry that tale. We're not going to do that here. We're just going to go ahead and pull up David Knight, who actually worked for him. And in the process of that, friends, you can go ahead and weigh out the truth concerning what it is that we're dealing with when it comes to the likes of Alex Jones. And again, I'm not highlighting this because I'm beating up on Alex Jones. I just want people to know the truth of the matter. And again, it comes from nobody better than David Knight. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome our friend David Knight. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. I totally appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Bradley. It's great to be on.
Yep. So what I did, David, is I played the piece that you sent over to me just a little bit ago about him being the CIA. Now, truth be told, I remember when Truman was asked about the CIA, he had said, quote unquote, he said back in 47, had I known that they were the American version of the Gestapo, I'd have had nothing to do with them. Why is it that Alex Jones is giving forth this information that he is the CIA and that the CIA gets talking points from him? I'm curious.
Well, you know, he used to always brag about the fact that he had uncle who was in the CIA and a lot of family members. And I just asked the people listening, how many people do you know in the CIA? How many family members do you have in the CIA? He's talked about that privately. He's talked about it publicly. And I guess really the issue is I worked for him about 9 years. And he fired me over this Stop the Steal sting stuff that Steve Pachinik, who is a former CIA guy. As a matter of fact, he's somebody who used to help Tom Clancy do his novels. And his specialty is behavioral psychology. Steve Pachinik had been part of Operation Gladio. People can look this up. That was, if you go back to, I think it was in the 70s, you had the Red Brigade Italian terrorists. They present themselves as Marxists, but they were actually being run by NATO. And it was a false flag operation, Operation Gladio. They kidnapped the Italian Prime Minister, Aldo Moro. And Steve Pachinik went on behalf of Henry Kissinger to, quote, do negotiations. But they determined that Aldo Moro had figured out this whole thing was rigged, it was false, so they gave the order to kill him. That was what an Italian investigation found. Now, Steve Pachinik was one of Alex's favorite sources. And after the election, just a couple of days after the election, it was on Thursday, he came on in the afternoon with Owen, and he said, there's a sting out there. He said, we had blockchain watermarked ballots that were sent out to all the different states, and we know who rigged this election, and we've got 20,000 National Guard out there. And I said, this whole thing is nonsense. But it got a lot of traction. It got 4 million views on his site. Rush Limbaugh was talking about it. You had Clarence Thomas's wife sent a copy of it to Mark Meadows. This is all public record. Said, I sure hope this is true. Well, there was absolutely no way that it could be true. And there wasn't 20,000 troops out there. And of course, all the stuff about blockchain, watermark ballots, that was just a bunch of buzzwords that he chained together. And the ballots are not even created by the federal government. They're created by the individual states. All of it was absolute nonsense, but it became the basis for Stop the Steal, which is a big grift. And I was telling people, you know, they were doing this the wrong way. I said, look, I think there's always corruption in these elections. And I said, this one was especially corrupt because of the lockdown and the mail-out ballots and all the rest of the stuff. But when we got to the point where the Electoral College votes were sent in on that Monday, December the 14th, I said, at that point, I said, this is what could have been done. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. It's over. Don't go on January the 6th because it's a trap. And Alex had been out that weekend raising money, doing events. I didn't know that, but I told everybody it was a grift. and as I found that out, I continued down that path. And I also opposed Steve Pachinik from the time that he did that. When he did that on a Thursday, that Friday, I opposed him on social media. People can see the tweets are still out there. And I opposed him on my show. And every time he came back on Alex's show between then and January the 6th, I opposed him. And so Alex fired me on that December the 17th. But I kept telling people on I continued my show. And I kept telling people on my show all the way up to and including the morning of January the 6th. I said, do not go. This is a trap for the people that are there. Yep. It's a trap for the conservative movement. Yep. This whole thing is rigged. And it's exactly what you were talking about. The trust, Felix Dzerzhinsky and the Cheka, going back to the way that they, the Bolsheviks, rounded up all of their foreign opposition. And they actually even lured in and killed the guy who was Ian Fleming's model for James Bond in that.
Interesting. Oh, you know, I mean, there's so much to talk about, but I only get you for two segments, and I know that you're a radio show talk host as well, so this can go on for hours, no doubt.
Yeah.
Let me just go to the next point, okay? So when we look at that and understanding that family members of Alex Jones are interconnected to the CIA and understanding who the CIA are, matter of fact, I have a friend, Kevin Shipp, who's suing the CIA right now for corruption. So I have a little bit of personal knowledge on that concerning someone that was an agent within that agency. But it's interesting to me, David, and I'm sharing this with you right now if you didn't hear me during the beginning. For 15 years that I've been on Genesis Communication Networks, people are constantly asking me, because me and him are always at the top. We're always fighting for the top, Alex and Bradley Dean, Alex and Bradley Dean. And so that's probably why they're asking me the question, is he a shill? Now, what I just said, and I'm going to hand this over to you, is I watched video of individuals asking the question to Alex Jones on their show, why is everybody dead, Alex, except you? I mean, that really kind of brings it in full scale to understand who he is. At least it was in the mind of the people asking the question. Why is he still around with all the information that he has been divulging to the people in this country for the last 20 years, whereas other people merely bringing forth to the light things that were not as severe or serious, they lost their lives in the process. Can you answer that, or is that speculative?
Well, you can take a look at Bill Cooper, for example. It's only a couple of months before he was killed. I wasn't aware of this until just recently, but I wasn't aware of it when I went to work for Alex. I mean, I knew Alex from the 9/11 stuff, and I thought, well, that's good, you know, from Loose Change and things like that. And there is some truth that's come out, and a lot of truth that has come out. And of course, that doesn't, when somebody deliberately lies and sets up stuff, as Alex did during 2020, and it wasn't just the January 6th stuff, it was earlier in terms of scaring people and telling them to trust Trump and you can take the vaccine, there's going to be a good Trump vaccine, all the rest of the stuff. It was crazy, some of the stuff that he was doing. But he was making a lot of money selling panic to the people who would normally be skeptical.
Yep.
But if you go back to New Year's Eve, 1999, he was telling people, he was pumping up this Y2K stuff and telling people that there were troops that were landing in Austin. They were setting up detention areas, that nuclear power plants had gone down. A bunch of people had died in other places. Bill Cooper did an entire show. You can find it on YouTube. He did an entire show talking about that. And then a couple months later, he was killed. So I don't know. All I know is that the CIA, from what I can see, is not monolithic. You got the people who are the leftists who kind of come out of the Ivy League schools. And then you got the people, you know, there's 17 agencies, as Hillary Clinton was talking about. Most of them are military intelligence.
Yeah.
And those people are the ones who are pushing, you know, all of these operations and deep panic with Alex and all the rest of them.
Folks, we got David Knight with us on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Looks like I lost David. Don't know what happened there. I'll wait for him to reconnect. But I did want to play some audio really quick here for you. And it is Alex Jones talking about the sugar water. I'll go ahead and it's a scattered screen right now, friends, but I will give it to you so you can see it for yourself. Nope, we got David back, but I'm still going to tee this up real quick. I want you to listen to this video where Alex is talking about the sugar water that Donald Trump was creating in the meantime concerning in a face-off concerning the experimental jabs that the said globalists were creating at the same time. Check this out.
That's why they're admitting the new forced inoculations coming next year will actually maim and kill a lot of people because Bill Gates knows he can't hide it. That's why Trump is taking control of the process, saying he's going to have an early vaccine from a company that doesn't make one that is so dangerous or that doesn't change our DNA. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing, but I understand what he's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's vaccine. And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak, attenuated, classic viruses with a very low amount of adjuvant in it. And what is adjuvant? It makes your body have an autoimmune response. Because a lot of times if a vaccine's weak, which, again, doesn't hurt you as bad, you're not going to have the autoimmune response. You're not going to form antibodies. So they've got to give you the squalene or the mercury or the aluminum to trigger that. And so, yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely. COVID's already everywhere anyways. Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks.
Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely. COVID's already everywhere anyways. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely.
I mean, to me, that's insane. I mean, there's more to talk about here, David, but I want to get back to not cutting you off during the last heartbreak, number one. And number two, I want you to address what we're seeing here, because I want to add to what I just seen there, if you don't mind, but it's all yours.
Sure. Yeah, well, that clip that you played there, Sugar Water, I had been told by someone that I'd interviewed before. I said, hey, Alex is telling everybody that the Trump's got a good vaccine. It's going to be fine. I said, I didn't even reply to him. I thought, that can't be. And then I went on to his show, and we did a segment. He had me on. And as the show was ending, we got 30 seconds, and they're playing the music, and it's an outro, and Alex is talking, and I'm done. And he says that real quick. Well, the good vaccine's coming from Trump. And I think, what in the world? But I had not seen that clip until, I guess, about 6 months ago. I think it was just before Christmas somebody sent that to me. And you look in that clip, and what he's saying is, come on, you can take the little bit of aluminum and mercury. That's not... For years, for decades, Alex was talking about the injuries that came from the aluminum, from the mercury, from the adjuvants that are in the vaccine. And of course, he knew that it was mRNA, that it was not some virus or some pathogen that had been killed, that had been used as a vaccine. So, you know, it's very disturbing, but it fits a pattern. And that is that you have to tell people the truth for quite a while until at the last minute you switch it and you tell them the lie to control them. And I had confronted Alex about that Steve Pachinik sting thing. I confronted him on that right away. And I did it publicly. I did it privately. And he wasn't going to change. He doubled down on it. And so that was really all I needed to know. I worked for him for years. I had my own show. And, he did not pay me to lie.
Yep.
He paid me for my opinion. I gave my opinion, and I gave it as honestly as I could. And I tell you, the things that were happening in 2020, such an incredible behavior, betrayal from the top down, and including the media. And still, people have been covering for what Trump did. I will not cover for that.
Amen.
Stuff.
Amen. Well, I am absolutely 100% with you. One of the things that you probably don't know is, obviously, I was over at Genesis Communication Networks for 15 years. The CEO of that company actually started Alex. He gave him the opportunity to jump on radio because nobody else would take him. Well, he opened the doors, but it's also interesting to note, in having a conversation at one point with that CEO, he had told me that since Alex met Donald Trump, he's never talked to him one time after that. Something got in there and something turned everything south. And I'm just curious, were I almost want to ask the question, because again, I don't want to be speculative, but I did notice that there was things that were coming to the surface with Alex Jones. And then all of a sudden you didn't hear a thing about it concerning what was on his phone. And it was interesting thereafter, then all of a sudden he is all about Donald Trump and he could do no wrong every step of the way. What happened? Is there extortion? Is there compromise? Is there compromise what's led to extortion? And that will segue perfectly into, why is this guy hanging out with women or men dressed as women? Because it coincides.
I don't know, but I know that he would have a camera that was focused on his desk that was above. And one time they pulled it up and they were showing what he had on his phone. But somebody saw that he had some tranny porn on there. And I know that happened while I was there. But he was like, well, I was just doing some research or whatever. But I know that he changed when he met Roger Stone. That's when everything changed, when I was there. Completely changed. He'd never been partisan before, and he became rabidly partisan. And the thing that really sealed the deal was when Trump gave him the call. But of course, that was all orchestrated by Roger Stone. And it did change with his connection to Donald Trump. Absolutely.
Interesting. I did an event, a Constitutional Party event out in Michigan just about a year and a half ago, and the lieutenant governor the candidate for the lieutenant governor during that particular time, came up to me and said, you need to be on Mike Lindell's show. And this was shortly after Mike Lindell said God put him into place and just praised Donald Trump to no end. And I said, well, I would love to be on the show. I would absolutely love to have Mike on the show and ask him some real questions, not softballs. She said, I can make that happen. So she went and made the connection. And as she went up the ladder, all of a sudden it came back the very next day that I was on their Beware of Bradley Dean list. Absolutely, you cannot go on that guy's show because he's calling us out for who we really are. I mean, that's obviously why we didn't get the opportunity to do that, because I would love nothing more than to have these people on the show, David. And
I've had that type of thing happen as well. I had an interview set up with RFK Jr. It was actually set up for me by somebody who's high ranking in California. I'd interviewed her, and at the last minute, he canceled and said, well, I got a scheduling conflict. And we'd had it scheduled for weeks. And then we contacted him again and said, well, when can we reschedule? Well, we're not going to reschedule, that type of thing. And I've had that happen to me a lot of times. Well, you do get on the list.
list
of YouTube and all the rest of them, you know?
But that's the kind of information that really needs to be divulged to the people, Mike or David, because they think, well, you know, they're not going to stoop down to your level and be on your show. It has nothing to do with that. They don't want to be on your show because you're going to ask some real questions that they cannot dispute, and therein lies the problem. So let's go to the next thing. Why is this guy, people are asking, again, doing the show for the people, that's what this is about. Why is Alex Jones hanging around men dressed as women? I mean, that's a serious question, and I think in seeing this, it really kind of tells the people exactly what's going on behind closed doors. Is that an error, or is that factual?
Well, he's not who he appears to be many times, although he does come out in public. You know, when you look at Alex presents himself, and there's a lot of talk, and it's not just Alex. There's a lot of God talk that's happening out there with a lot of politicians. If you look at Flynn, who I think was very connected with the QAnon stuff, connected, if not more so than Alex. But, you know, Flynn is going around with this Reawaken America tour. And I don't know if you've seen the video. Somebody put it together. Okay, of Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
Yep.
Okay, and it's a play. And so he's got people actually bowing their heads and doing pagan prayers. But he's a Christian. If you go to Reset Wars, I sent you the link. If you go to Reset Wars, people can see the New Age class that Alex was selling there, straight out of Oprah Winfrey land, for $150. It's half price, he says. But it's absolute rubbish. And if you look at what he says when he goes on with Joe Rogan, I don't know if this is, but I've seen this New Age stuff from Alex all the time, in the sense that, you know, we're going to the stars and, you know, that's our destiny to be in the stars. Very much transhumanism. When he was really cheering Elon Musk on, I thought a lot of it was just sucking up to a billionaire who had a lot of power. But then you look at it over and over again, and the things that he said in other venues, he really is into this transhumanist stuff.
Absolutely.
And
crazy.
When he gets on there with Joe Rogan and they start talking about God is the consciousness of the universe, he says things like, we're all connected. Evil is always trying to test God and get up into God and sabotage what he's doing. And he's a simulation and God knows everything except where God came from. It's like, what in the world is he talking about?
Yeah.
This is absolutely antithetical to Christianity. It is absolute nonsense. And so when you look at, and I think it probably Blair White, I don't know if there's another tranny that he's involved with, but he also brought in Milo.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. And he came in
radical.
Several times. I said, I don't want to interview him. I don't know why it's important to have a homosexual who's a conservative. They're virtue signaling with this stuff. And it's like, I don't want to interview him. But it's interesting to me. I don't think he's had Milo on that much, if at all, since he renounced homosexuality.
Interesting.
I mean, it's a very key thing that he wants to virtue signal with that stuff. And of course, look, Trump has done that type of thing at Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
Carrie Lake has done that in Arizona.
Yep. Yeah,
these people are not who they present themselves as. And you have to look at their background and not get attached to them. Don't become a cult. You know, vote for them, but don't be a cult. You know, vote for the lesser two evils if you want. But don't buy into this stuff.
David, can I get you for one segment, one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Boy, I never even told you where to go. sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are and what it is that we've done over the last 25 years and are continuously doing. Luke 19:10. As well, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out on social media platforms on the left if you're listening by radio, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Folks, we got our friend David Knight, who just jumped on after a request this morning, sharing some of the information that only David can give us. So this is not speculative. We're not giving this through hearsay. We're giving this through someone that actually was a part of Alex Newman's organization, InfoWars. And in the process, we're just asking simple questions and getting to the bottom of the matter so we can know for the truth of the matter when it comes to the issues that we're being told. And one of the things that we covered is the fact that he's CIA connected, no question about it, asking questions about the vaccinations and what he was promoting through Donald Trump and giving a different version of the vaccinations concerning that in contrast to the globalists. And he gave us that answer as well. So do share these videos, share them with our friends, and you can kind of convey to them exactly what it is that they need to know, because I'm quite frankly tired of people asking me all the time, is Alex Jones a shill? With that, I want to go back to David here. And David, I want to give it over to you because I know that we kind of had to jam those questions in two segments. So if there's anything that you'd like to add to or take away, I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor for you. It's all yours. And do so, please, to squelch some of the questions that people are asking.
add this off here. Yeah, I do want to say something in terms of, as you see Flynn, as you see Alex presenting themselves as, you know, Christian leaders and that type of thing, please use some discernment, folks. We don't want to get into a cult. We don't want to blindly follow these people. Like I said before, if you want to see where Alex is coming from, go to Reset Wars. He's selling a class, and I'll just read you a couple of things that he says on there. All of us are connected through this source of energy. Our true power comes from coming together and raising our energy. If you are a spiritual being connected to this conscious force of energy. The purpose God intended us for here on earth was to create heaven on earth. Since we're all connected through consciousness, the only way to do that is to collectively raise the group consciousness and so forth. Look, that's New Age Oprah Winfrey nonsense, but that is really where he is coming from. And you've heard this publicly if you listen to him, but there it is publicly as part of his course. The other thing is when he gets on with Joe Rogan and he starts talking about God, and I don't know if they were high or what. It is some crazy stuff. But I'll just give you the one paragraph. God knows everything, super intelligent, omnipresent, unlimited dimensions, but God doesn't know where God came from. So just like us, he's trying to figure out where we came from. God is like a virtual reality simulation as well. God is constantly running every program, every operation, turning evil loose, turning good loose. So God knows everything except where God came from. This is not Christian, as you know. And so I want people to understand and not put their trust in this. When you look at somebody who tells you the truth over a long period of time, but then when the critical time comes, like 2020 was really critical in terms of the lockdown stuff at the beginning of the year, and then the election, contesting at the end of the year. And certainly there were many questions, legitimate questions to be asked about that election. And I have talked about that many times myself. If you go back and you look at electronic voting, it makes access to being able to cheat, it extends it worldwide. And people can come in and break into the machine.
Oh, I think I just broke out. David's just giving some bit of thoughts concerning leading the people back to the Christ and holding to the word and not getting weird. And it's interesting because I was just thinking about it right before it broke out here concerning what it was that David was sharing with you. If you go to Galatians 1, what does it say? And I want to play a video for you here really quick too, just to show you what to avoid, because as David just shared with you, friends, that there's too many people out there trying to play the Christians, especially those that call themselves the leaders. Now, how many times have you been told not to be deceived? Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Over and over and over again, the Lord warned that, did he not? Well, when you go to Galatians 1, what does it say? It says in verse 8, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed, okay? So with that, I just asked Tim during the break, morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com, also the editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, to send this video over. And I want you to watch this towards the end of the show here so you can see exactly what David and myself are conveying to you. Hey, folks, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. This is Michael Flynn getting really weird.
Mighty, I am present.
Listen to this.
I am here, O God.
This is a false prophetess.
And I am the instrument of those sevenfold rays and archangels.
We are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels, all of them.
And I will not retreat. I will take my stand. I will not fear to speak. And I will be the instrument of God's will, whatever it is.
We will not retreat. We will not retreat.
This is called plagiarism, friends. This is his prayer,
we
Michael
will stand
Flynn's.
Our ground.
This is why you need to be careful.
We will not fear to speak.
Exactly what she said, this false prophetess, Elizabeth Clare, 1984.
Your will, whatever it is.
Here I am, so help me God.
It gets
in the name
weird,
of Archangel
man.
Michael and his legions, I am freeborn, and I shall remain freeborn, and I shall not be enslaved by any foe within or without.
Weird, weird, weird.
In your name. And the name of your legions,
We are freeborn.
This is Michael Flynn that's being sold to the American people as a Christian leader. He is not.
And we shall not be enslaved by any foe.
Exactly what this false prophetess said, Elizabeth Clare. Verbatim. Folks, you're being led astray by the people that are being put up. Okay? It's very dangerous to pull away from the living God. It truly is. Folks, I'd also suggest in respect to David, who broke off somehow or another, I don't know exactly what happened there. But I do want to say, go over and check out David Knight's show. He's one of the guys out there that I do have respect for. He's a righteous man. I've become friends with him over the last year and a half, and it seems all is upright. And folks, I'll tell you what, it's good for me to know, and happy am I to see other people out there doing what needs to be done rather than just going with the flow, like those that he took the time to uncover Luke 12:2 today. But again, we want to let you know that you are to be careful. You keep your eyes on the Christ and him alone. People get in trouble when they leave off the Christ and they take on man. And again, I just want to reiterate this in the end of the show today. How many times did Jesus throughout the New Testament continuously turn around and say, "Be not deceived, many will come in my name." They'll call themselves Christians, but Jesus then says, "You judge them by their fruit, not by what they say." Thinking in Matthew 7, 16 through 20, thinking of 2 Corinthians 11, 14 through 15. Read those scriptures, friends, because we are not to be led astray by these cunning men, okay? Ephesians 4, 14, read that as well. Why? Because of who appointed them. 1 Kings 13, 33 as well. But I do want you to go back, take some time, watch the video, share it with people. Don't want to hear the questions anymore about Alex Jones. David Knight just gave us a full download concerning his experience with Alex Jones. Alex Jones is getting way out there. He's been way out there for a long time. He gives you a whole lot of truth, and then he turns on the truth that he's given to the people. And a lot of times, friends, as David just shared with us, a lot of that truth isn't truth at all. It's fabricated. Okay, it's fabricated for the very purpose of driving more traffic over to his website so he can make more money off of the ignorance of those that are following Alex Jones rather than Jesus Christ. Let's stick to the word. Jesus again said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way," right? And we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12, 2. And he said, "Few be there that find it." Guess what the word "few" means? Anybody want to guess what the word "few" means? I'm going over to the Webster's 1828. I can give it to you, but I'm just going to look it up for you. Not many, small in number. And I think about the 8 souls that were saved in Noah's day in the book of Peter. Few means few. Folks, love you by what we do. I wanted to let you know, go over and check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These are per your request. Also wanted to let you know there's much to be sought after concerning per your request. We have some books out there that are brand new just this year. All the prophets were pointing to the front, Soldier of the Cross, and we have a brand new book coming out called Children of the Apostate. Okay? My goodness, it's been a year to say the least. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Go ahead and give David a high five, and thank you, David Knight, for jumping on the show with such a short amount of time. Love you by what we do. See ya.